Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. As you heard on the introduction, I am your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour. We have a great show lined up for you tonight, and we're going to be talking about some things, all over the board, I have this feeling, just on the basis of what I've seen in the news. I got to do the TNT News Hour with Don Newsom today. Had a very interesting conversation about what is going on, and I appreciated him co-hosting the show with me for a half an hour. We got into a very deep discussion about the matrix that we're in, and how we see things sort of, let's say, shaking out of the tree a little bit. You know, when you shake the tree and the ripe fruit falls, it appears that people are starting to slowly awaken from a slumber or a nightmare. And maybe too slowly, but nonetheless, people are waking up. We see it all around. It's happening all over the world, in fact. I think the United States, by and large, is still asleep. And this show, in other nights, tonight is going to attempt to awaken those of you who are still asleep. And if you know somebody who's asleep and should be hearing this, well, wake them up. With that, I want to bring on tonight's guest. He is a frequent guest on Evident Footprints for a variety of reasons. He's an environmental scientist, a health consultant, an herbalist, and also a very fine musician. And you could say somewhat of a historian as well, in a lot of different areas. History, not the mainstream brand, but sort of going down the rabbit hole and really studying, researching the facts. I'd like to bring tonight's guest on board tonight on Evident Footprints, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, good evening.
Good evening, Don. Thank you, sir.
Sir? have I been knighted?
Yeah, we're all knights, Don, in this country. All the good guys are automatically knights in this country. We don't have to be ordained by a king or a queen.
Oh,
the good
okay.
Lord, the good Lord ordains his real knights, pal.
Okay. How have you been? You haven't been on the show for a while now.
Don, thanks. I've been doing pretty good, Don. Keeping busy. And enjoying some nice spring weather here, and everything all in all has been pretty good, thank you. It's great to be back on the show with you, too.
It's great to have you back. One thing I wanted to discuss, and I talked about this on the TNT News Hour today, there was a release, at least on in the Western part of the world, in the Western cultures, there was the release of an Al-Zawahiri audio tape that supposedly took place in the Middle East. Now, I saw a reference to this tape coming out on the 18th of May, and here we are now. We're up to the 24th on the East Coast, 23rd on the West Coast. On the 22nd of April, which was really 2 days ago now, we're talking about last Tuesday, there was a CBS News report that I caught on local television, and they were showing the usual picture, the mugshot of Al-Zawahiri, and they were talking about this release of the tape. And for all intents and purposes, it was officially released to us here in the West on the 22nd of April. Now, you know my I don't want to say my theory, because it goes beyond a theory. I've proven that you can predict when a false flag event is going to occur. And there was another tape released of bin Laden on March the 20th. And that tape in and of itself now is meaningless, unless you take into account the tape they released on the 22nd. We were watching for something possibly to happen around the 5th of April, just on the basis of that tape, but the numerology works out to May the 8th, a new potential false flag event. I was wondering if you had heard anything about that. Of course, it's the same boogeyman type scenario. There was an interesting anomaly, too. The reporter who wrote the story for CBS and translated it, basically, for CBS from Arabic to English was Hoda Osman. Now, do you recognize that name, Osman?
Jesus, isn't that a Bin Laden?
Tim Osman? You remember that name? That's his CIA name, isn't it?
A.K.A. Bin Laden.
Yes. I found that to be very, very interesting. I had never heard of this woman before, but she supposedly had been stationed as a journalist in Egypt and in some other parts of the Middle East. And here she is translating for CBS, the former CIA-controlled media. Well, mm-hmm. Still is, but I mean, back in the days of John F. Kennedy, they were very, very much in bed with the FBI and the CIA and all the criminals that were involved in that assassination.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that kind of interesting that he had possibly a family member actually writing for CBS News. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, that's it's always very interesting. But of course, no surprise for people like us in the know, the Bin Ladens and the Bushes are good, close friends, family, business partners. So no surprise, Don. And CBS, by the way, Rockefeller-owned. And so no surprise, again, with the connection to the FBI, CIA, and the Kennedy assassination, because it's the Rockefellers that control all that. And, of course, they're the globalists. They're the ultimate traitors nesting in our country that are manipulating events to bring us into their global UN-controlled one-world government system. So no surprise at all, sir, none at all.
Well, now, you know me, I'm always digging for things, and I was actually given something by Ken Adachi this afternoon. He sent me to a website called Illuminati-news.com, and there's an article that was an interview of Wes Penry interviewing Deborah Hunter Pitts. Does that name ring a bell to you?
It rings a bell, but I can't quite place her.
Okay. She is from Butler County, Missouri, and she grew up, let's say, in the 50s and 60s, and she has quite an interesting story. She was in the heart of the Nazi community in Butler County, Missouri. And she was abused by her parents. When she went to authorities to report the abuse, basically she walked into a hornet's nest because all of the law enforcement were involved in the abuse.
Hey, Don, is this a Nazi concentration in that area after World War II,
yes.
The Operation Paperclip, or
well,
pre-World War II?
That is hard to say. She didn't know for sure, but we could presume because of the time period it was at least operating with or in conjunction with Operation Paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
There were many, many abductions that she reported. In fact, she talked about the child sacrifices that were going on. And if you're near your computer, I'll give you the link to go to this article.
Okay.
But it's pretty interesting. She eventually had children with Eric Clapton and Carlos Santana.
What?
Oh, yes. This is an incredible story, she describes how they took Eric Clapton to view hundreds of bodies that had been buried on this particular property where they took these kids. They witnessed sacrifices. They witnessed babies being cut out of pregnant mothers' wombs.
Now, when you say they, are you referring to Clapton now?
Clapton, Pitts herself, and now I don't know about Carlos Santana, but she talked extensively about their drug use, their alcoholism, and she seemed to think that they probably turned them into drug addicts. Just an incredible story, but now I say incredible, it's very credible as far as what she's saying, but you can't imagine the things that were going on there. And
it's definitely incredible news there with Santana and Clapton, but definitely scary, Don. Soon you hear Nazis involved, you know we're getting into a dark area.
Mm-hmm. She talked about the FBI being rather compromised during that time, and it didn't matter who she went to report this. She said eventually they went to Interpol. That Eric Clapton suggested they go to Interpol. Now, if I'm correct on Interpol, Interpol had some involvement with possibly Martin Bormann. Bormann had been promised something. Also, Reinhard Gehlen. Gehlen very well could have been running Interpol at that time, right after the war.
Right.
They eventually snuck him into the United States, but they...
Sure.
When Interpol began investigating the corruption that was going on in Missouri, they basically said, you can't go to anyone. It goes all the way to the top. It goes all the way to the top, and then they said beyond.
Wow. Did they clarify that a bit more as to what they meant by and beyond?
Well, I would presume that it probably had to do with people in Europe as well. This was an Illuminati stronghold that she was talking about.
Wow.
And she was exposed her whole life to the conversations and the meetings and all the goings on, including these ritual sacrifices. It's alarming. Now,
sure.
I would presume that this had gone on in Oklahoma, probably Iowa, Wisconsin, maybe even Minnesota. It's the first, and well, I guess I could say I could picture this in St. Louis too, because George Herbert Walker was in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Anyway, if you want, I can either email this to you or give it to you right over the air. In fact,
sure.
Maybe I should do that so that the listeners can find
That's
it.
That's right.
Okay, everyone go to www.illuminati, that's I-L-L-U-M-I-N-A-T-I, dash or hyphen, whichever word you prefer, news, N-E-W-S, .com. /articles/75.html. Again, that's www.illuminati-news.com/articles/75.html. The article is actually called Freedom Fighters in the Music Industry, and it's subtitled The Deborah Hunter Pitts Testimony, Part 1. Now, she talks about the group that they formed called Militia One, which was pretty interesting. They had a guy running this. He was called General X, according to her, and I guess they helped keep them alive. They easily could have become victims of these satanic sacrifices. But straight out, she said they practice Satanism.
Right. That's right. That's what they're, that's why they're so dark. They're devil worshippers at the inner core.
Now, she goes into quite a bit of detail in this article. There's even a picture of William, the son that Deborah Hunter Pitts had with Carlos Santana. Picture of the baby there.
Geez, Don, now, I unfortunately, I don't want to dwell on this and tie up time, but for some reason the article section didn't come up with that info, but the main site did.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll email it to you.
Okay,
so you can get a look at it. And that's okay. You're not really taking up the time. Sometimes we have to improvise things on the internet.
Now with this,
okay. I'm sure you were following the election a little bit.
Yes.
Last night. What's your take on what's going on?
Okay.
Give me some intuition here.
Okay, Don. So from what I just gathered earlier today, it looks like Hillary took the primaries in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's what they said. I guess
right.
didn't she do that in New Hampshire, too, where they had all that corruption?
Mm-hmm. And so, right, she's clearly, they're going to battle it out for sure, but the bottom line is we're in deep trouble. And like I've mentioned previously, I'm sure, we know Obama is really a communist. We definitely know Hillary's a communist, and Obama, besides being a communist, is a Muslim. And it's, to me, as an American, anyone considering voting for a guy named Obama when we're, you know, a Western culture, supposed to be Christian-oriented, and of course, we're supposed to be under this facade of a terrorist activity with Muslims, and yet we're contemplating voting for a Muslim. I mean, that's incredible. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, nobody in this country would ever conceive that idea as being plausible, and yet here we are. And of course, Hillary Rotten Clinton being nothing but a commie and such a lying good-for-nothing that just the fact that she's where she is right now in position running for president is so outrageous. Don, it's just very scary. And, of course, John McCain on the Republican side, as you stated previously numerous times, we call them the Three Stooges, which is the most accurate description of these three clowns. So very disturbing, Don. And with the Democrats, obviously, Hillary's not going to go away quietly. And it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out for the Democrats. But the Americans, I hope and pray, are waking up fast enough to realize that we cannot elect any of these three if we want to have any kind of future for this country, near-term future, that has some kind of positive outlook.
Yes, I agree. You know, I get the opinion or the impression that when we see these rallies, these post-vote rallies that they show on the major networks, you know, CNN and Fox News and MSNBC, and they have their acceptance speeches and all of this, that these people are paid. I don't talk to many people that are for any of these people. Where are these people coming from?
That's a good point, Don, because I concur 100%. They're all paid, no question about it. And you look at them, too. They all look like a bunch of airheads that are around Clinton or Obama, you know, just with this dead blank stare look emanating from them. You know, they seem to be like robotic for sure, and definitely have to be paid, no question about it. And what's, you know, with Clinton alone being a crook that should be behind bars for all of the crimes she's committed before her husband was president and after, the fact that she's where she is right now without any criminal charges, it's disgusting. And I hope the American's memory isn't too short, because when her husband Slick Willie was our president, that commie guy, he gave the commie Chinese the technology to launch missiles, because the communist Chinese could not launch missiles back in the mid-90s. They kept, every time they fire one off, it would just go up a bit and crash. So Clinton gives them the technology and the scientific brain power. He sends over our guys. They go over to the Chinese communists and they tell them, look, this is how you launch it, see? And so then they were able to launch them. Now, who do they think they plan on launching those missiles at? Us. And so the Clintons should be behind bars for that act of treason alone.
Well, NAFTA was another one, and then again, who benefited from NAFTA as well?
Yes,
China.
Sir. Absolutely.
And China benefited from that.
Yeah, Don, and let's not fail to mention with all that, the precursor to the NAFTA was the giveaway again of the Panama Canal to the communist Chinese by Clinton. Setting up the stage for the NAFTA and everything else. And it was Jimmy Carter who gave the Panama Canal away originally. And when Reagan came in, we managed to get it back in our control, rightfully so, since we pay for it. We built it, and we still pay for it every year, as we currently are, which is another hilarious buffoonery as far as making Americans look stupid. We give it away to the communist Chinese, but we still give them millions of dollars every year to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was another major act of treason because of the strategic location and purpose of the Panama Canal. So we can get Navy ships quickly into the Pacific without going around South America. And so it's militarily so strategic for us, and yet we give it away. Why? Because Clinton's a communist, Carter's a communist, and they gave it to communists. And the Americans were sleeping, for the most part, the whole time through it all, not realizing the stab in the back they were getting.
Yeah, I got wind sometime over the weekend that Jimmy Carter's in Africa doing some kind of negotiation over there. What the heck is going on with this country?
Right.
I mean, when are they going to send O.J. Simpson over there to negotiate something?
I'm surprised it wasn't, what's his name, Jesse Jackson. Another commie, phony commie.
Yeah, they're busy covering for Obama, I'm sure, right now.
Well, Don, you know, one thing's for sure, there's a wholesale sign out on the United States up for grabs. And the traders in Washington, D.C. are just selling us out. And the Americans, let's hope they're waking up because there's not much left to sell before where everything is gone. We have nothing.
Yes, I agree. Now, let's see. What could we move to? We could spend the rest of the time talking about this, but that's just feeding the insanity, I think, at this point.
Well, that's definitely another rabbit hole that has no end to it, but it's just clear evidence that we're in critical crossroads here as a nation, and all three contenders running for presidency have every intention to continue selling us out further to this globalism, and so we're at a critical crossroads here. There's no time to lose if we're going to save this constitutional republic.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
let's hope Ron Paul begins to get some more promotion and some exposure so that the Americans that haven't heard of Ron Paul yet start to hear of him and start to consider him as a viable and actual only true American candidate running for presidency on a major ticket anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, I read a piece of an email that I was sent a couple of weeks ago on the news today. I thought it was appropriate. John McCain was seen by a couple of soldiers and a psychologist that were in Iraq. And what I had basically disclosed to the audience is that the anomaly of them walking in on a room, first of all, he was surrounded by many guards, bodyguards. Mm-hmm. And then he was sitting in a recreation room talking to the table, talking to the ceiling, and talking to the walls.
Oh, wow.
And when they went in to talk to him, they said hello, and one of the one of the soldiers was a lower rank, and he asked McCain asked him if he was the general.
And,
And he said,
that's
not
bad.
Not quite yet, sir, or something to that effect. And then McCain was just smiling and staring into space, just smiling basically at the wall. And he again said something to the table while they were talking to him. And then he looked up at the ceiling and said something to the ceiling. And this went on for a few minutes, and they decided that they were going to leave the room. As they were leaving, another two individuals came in the room and told McCain that he had to change his pants, that he had wet himself.
Yes. Now, Don, this is the first time that this happened, or is this the second time while he was over there in Iraq that he actually peed his pants?
Yes. I don't know if it was because of something that he saw outside or something he saw inside. I couldn't tell you, but it was a pretty terse email this guy sent. He said, this is the guy that they're planning on putting in the White House. He said,
Yeah.
We have to, obviously, the psychologist said, it's obvious, he's at least in the pre-stages of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. And this is all on video, Don, and yet you note how our mainstream media fails to expose all this to the public. They cover it all up, keeping the Americans totally in the dark about the real nature and physical condition of McCain, and or the dirty background of Clinton or Obama. And that's what's so outrageous, is how our media is just covering everything up, and they're not reporters at all. They're just propagandists selling the all the lies to the American public. That's what really ticks me off to no end.
Yes, it's like watching a tragic comedy, I guess.
I think so.
And eventually, some of this stuff has to come out. Now, you know, I'm working on this piece for the Observer that's going to run for 3 months in three parts, and what I'm uncovering explains it all. It explains everything that's going on. Basically, just like the Bush research that I did a year ago, they use different methods. People are going to be amazed when they see the connections to these people. And these are not stretches of the imagination either. In fact, the biographies and the official histories that they print for our consumption are stretches of the imagination.
Yes, absolutely true.
So we have quite a bit to reveal yet. I think Ron Paul still has a chance. Still has a chance.
God willing.
And you know, there's not been much of anything printed in the media or reported in the media about Hillary's lawsuit involving Peter Paul.
There
the one in
go.
California, where she was exonerated from federal campaign violations, which are felonies.
Yes, isn't that nice? She got exonerated. Isn't that nice?
Well, you know, they
the criminals are running the show, and they let themselves off scot-free every time. But a regular American, or those two patrol Border Patrol guys that are in jail now for defending our borders. This is how outrageous it all is today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the balance will shift very soon. It will begin shifting.
I can't wait, pal. Looking forward to that.
Now on another light, and this is in an area of your expertise, I was talking to Dr. Len Horowitz yesterday, in fact. And he told me that he was in Toronto, and he had never seen such pollution, and it was basically attributed to the chemtrail spraying that was going on. People were sick left and right there.
Wow, it's everywhere.
And And I have seen them spraying big portions of Lake Erie and Ohio, and everyone I talk to around this part of the country describes the same scenario, just nonstop chemtrail spraying. Mm-hmm. Even yeah. I got a report that in Asheville, North Carolina, someone saw a saucer spraying chemtrails.
I heard that.
Did you hear that, too?
I did hear that. Got to get confirmation on that. That's when I heard that, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, why would they reveal? Because, of course, if it's a disc that's depositing chemtrails, then, of course, it's ours. And why would they start
yes.
to let that come out, that they do possess such a technology? It's a little too early for them to reveal that in such a way. I mean, because if... Obviously, if it's depositing chemtrails, it's got to be ours.
Well, it's not the government that actually released that information. It's the general public.
Right, but just to be exposing themselves in the daytime
yeah.
where somebody could see a disc-shaped craft depositing chemtrails, that's that kind of exposure. I don't understand. I mean, if it was just a UFO zipping along, that's one thing. That's routine today, and people say, wow, what was that? And, you know, that must be extraterrestrial. But when you see it depositing a chemtrail, then it's like, hey, how can that be extraterrestrial? That's got to be us. And so,
well, therefore... it could be a reptilian craft, too.
Yes, Don.
Let's not discount
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It could be. It could be. Absolutely could be, but more than likely, I mean, you know, you're going to say, hey, it's got to be ours before you're going to think it's, you know, an extraterrestrial doing it too, but of course it's very possible, and it would only confirm the alliance between the dark forces controlling our globe and the dark forces that are emanating from interior regions of space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite interesting. It's basically connecting the dots on their own. I mean, they're using the chemtrails to connect the dots.
yeah. that's the thread that's tying everything together. And hopefully the Americans are catching on to the chemtrails, Don. What's your take on that?
More people are getting upset about it. They're starting to notice it. Of course, they go to Clifford Carnicom's site, carnicom.com, mm-hmm. And there were a couple of other chemtrail sites that have been springing up that are talking about the phenomenon. Ken Adachi's site, educate-yourself.org, is a very, very good repository of information on chemtrails. He's believe it or not, too, his site is one of the most active websites in the world. It's
great.
Amazing how many hits he's getting on his site, and chemtrails is one of the major reasons why people go there.
Okay,
they want to find out more about them. And he's got a lot of detailed information, everything from who's doing it to what you can do to counteract it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what I wanted to talk about, because I'm getting more reports of people coming down with Morgellons or Morgellons-like symptoms.
Oh, boy, it seems to be getting around, Don. I just had a call the other day with a new case, and one thing's for sure, I have a solution to that problem, as well as any other kind of health issue, with my amazing herbal formulas that are just getting more and more popular, Don. And there's definitely a solution to these problems with my formulas. People don't have to worry. And I would also just tell everybody that, in the meantime, start thinking about your diet more, because your diet's going to be critical from here on out as to how you prevail through all these circumstances and these negative conditions of being poisoned, whether it's through intentional poisoning or just through poisoning from the pollution coming out of all our industry and our vehicles. And so it's the only way we're going to really be protected is to watch your diet, keep that body a temple, keep it nice and clean in, on the inside, and then you're going to stay healthy no matter what they throw at you. And if something was to get through your defenses, and if it was an infection-type problem, for all those that know about my infection killer, they know they have nothing to worry about because the infection killer will stop any infection dead in its tracks very quickly.
Yes, I've heard the same testimonials from some people that have been suffering from some sort of infection. You know, I had a chance to use the Rapid Heal yesterday. I had a visitor in my studio break a coffee mug, and I was picking up little shards of glass, and I punctured my thumb. And rather than go through any risk of anything lingering, because, you know, when you play a musical instrument, you need your fingers.
The fingers are very important to a musician.
And it was one of those nasty cuts that, even though I was being careful, it didn't matter. I got punctured. And it was just at an angle where the thing just wanted to keep bleeding. So I gave it appropriate attention externally, and I took some Rapid Heal, and I noticed in a short time, it was like it never happened.
That's great, Don.
I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't call a Rapid Heal for nothing, because it is like a miracle when it starts to work on injuries, how fast those injuries just go away. It's like a miracle. And honestly, Don, I'm amazed to this day with these formulas as well. I am amazed all the time to see them in their, you know, how perfect they are in their applications. And I think for sure, you know, I know they're heaven sent. And everybody that discovers them all say the same thing. It's got to be sent from heaven because they're like miraculous working formulas. And so no matter what they throw at us, if everybody's got a supply of infection killer and or Rapid Heal for any kind of injury, they're going to be very happy knowing that it's there when they need it, because you'll bounce right back like it never happened once you start using these products.
I actually had to re-examine both my hands to find which one was cut.
That's great.
I'm serious. and I thought to myself, well, I thought I picked that up with my right hand. It would have been my right thumb that was actually cut. And, I mean, there's no sign of a skin break or anything.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, Don. Yes, it's just a beautiful thing. I can't sum it up any other way. It's just great to have such products available, and I'm very fortunate that the good Lord has allowed these products to come through me, because it's just a great feeling when I get calls from everybody around the country using my products and calling me just to say, Mike, this stuff is just amazing. You know, I feel so much better. Thank you. You know, and I always tell everybody that really start thanking me a lot. I say, listen, just thank the good Lord, because it's all His work. He's the guy that gets all the credit. I'm just his middleman here. But thank the good Lord, because these products are really astounding.
Well, you're the middleman. So maybe you should start calling yourself the middleman now.
Well,
Michael, the middleman Anthony. How's that?
Yeah, well, it is very rewarding, Don, to hear, see people get well. You can't ask for anything better. You really can't. Out of everything I'm doing, when I get people thanking me because they're seeing their health come back, I have a case, I've got a few cases with people with cancer that have been gone through various chemos, and one lady went through chemos and transfusions, and she's in her 70s. And they came to a seminar that I had a couple months ago, and then I consulted with them right after the seminar, and when I first laid eyes on this poor lady, I knew she had no time left. No time at all. She only had weeks. And so they wanted to give me a try. And 2 months later now, this lady is doing so much better that everybody is, you know, they just can't get over it. And she's not where I want her to be yet with total health restoration, but instead of sleeping 20 hours a day, she's only sleeping 8. And her energy levels are so much higher that when you talk to her, she sounds like she's alive. And she can actually have enough strength and energy to walk around and do some things. And prior to that, she couldn't even move. And so everybody is always amazed, constantly amazed. In fact, recently, Gary Noh, who's well-known in the health field area, one of his primary assistants came to my seminar as well, and then she started sending me some of her cases that were real tough, and all those cases that were challenging for me, they all started to cooperate with me, following my diet recommendations while they started to use my products because they had no choice. I mean, these people were desperate for health restoration, and so they had to make some serious changes with their dietary habits so I could start to make progress restore, helping their bodies restore its health. And lo and behold, they're all doing so much better that the word's getting around through Gary Noh's operation, like, you know, this guy Michael Anthony, you know, who is this guy? So it's a beautiful thing, but it's all simple science, Don. It's very simple science, and I'm just fortunate to have figured it all out and been able to then go to nature and really capture the power of nature in various formulas, unlike any other herbalist. And so it's just a great privilege for me to be able to do this for people.
Now, do you notice as these people start feeling better that their even the change in their mental attitude assists the healing? Are you noticing that as well?
Absolutely, Don, because it goes hand in hand. A healthy body is a healthy mind, and a healthy mind is a healthy body. It's a two-way street there. So definitely, as they're all seeing their health start to improve, mentally you can see the difference in their personalities, their dispositions. Everything's becoming more positive because as life comes back into your body via the energy, then you start to feel so much better. You feel alive again. So then your mind will start to function in a more positive manner again. So definitely you'll find that to be the case.
You know, I wanted to remark about some of the pharmaceutical commercials that they're running these days. It seems like they have somebody out there who just comes up with these three-letter names. You and I have talked about these before. You know, the RLS for restless leg syndrome. that this is some kind of new disease that people have because they can't fall asleep for whatever reason.
Sure, ADD.
Yes. And there's another one, PAC or PAS. They don't even mean anything.
No, not at all.
They're just inventing these diseases and giving them...
As if it's really a disease, Don, you see?
Yes.
They're not even really diseases, but they're trying to identify them as diseases so they can get more people into their drug system of doping them up on their drugs and destroying their health gradually through their drugs. And that's why they're coming out with all these false diseases. And unfortunately, a lot of people out there, laymen, for some reason believe these people. You know, like, right, restless leg syndrome. Well, that's a disease. That's ridiculous.
And you know, this awareness comes across to me as, you know, they create these laws that you can't make claims that something heals a person or you're practicing medicine without a license.
Oh, boy.
And they give these people, even the people who were doing the voiceovers for the commercials, as far as I'm concerned, those people are, if they're not doctors, they are violating the same laws that they want to accuse us of violating.
That's perfectly said.
They're agents of drug pushers, basically, is what they are.
Yes, they are.
People,
absolutely.
Those people don't have the credentials, and you know darn well the ad agency is the same thing. So the ad agency and everyone working with the ad agency, including the script writers, the producers, the people doing the music, all of them are aiding and abetting the pushing of these drugs. Whether the drugs are legal or not is not even the issue. It's practicing medicine without a license, is how I see it.
That's absolutely, Don. They are truly practicing medicine without a license, because medicine in their terms is drugs, and here they are promoting it without any real authority and selling it to the public like how it's going to, you know, heal them up and make them well. And of course, you got to catch the end of those commercials at the last few seconds where they quickly give you the fine print, make induce blindness or sterilization or cancer or your destroy your liver, you know, and they rattle that off really quick so you don't even really catch that.
Yes.
And then they have the nerve to say people like myself are practicing medicine, and which I don't, and funny that you say that, because I was just in a post office yesterday, and while I was waiting in line, an elderly lady, Chinese lady, came in who I knew from IBM days, and we were talking a bit, and I was telling her how my health business has just been taken off, and all the kinds of results that I get. And then she says in a perturbed way, "Don't you need a license to do that, to practice that?" And I looked at her with a ridiculous look on my face like, "Why? What am I doing that needs a license?" She goes, "You're practicing medicine." And I said, "I'm not practicing medicine at all. I'm helping people get healthy. That's all I'm doing, and I'm not using drugs in order to do that."
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's the mindset, and it cracked me up because there was manifesting from a lady who prided herself ever since I knew her on thinking she was so smart. And I always knew she wasn't that smart because I was in her area for quite a while and had to work with her on occasion. And a typical uppity upper engineer that had this ego problem, thinking they're all so smart because they're an engineer at IBM and therefore they're automatically smart. She wasn't smart at all, and she definitely proved it yesterday. and so that's everybody that's trying to just use Mother Nature to restore health are in a total field of their own, because it doesn't involve drugs, and you're just, like for me anyway, I'm just using foods, special foods, and that can't harm the body in any way. And so we do not fall into that category at all. And they're obviously jealous because they cannot get results like I can. And so they're, of course, they don't want, like Rockefeller said, competition is a sin. And they cannot allow any competition. Some guy comes along like me and makes cancer going away look easy. They can't allow that because it's like, hey, this guy's healing people like it's nothing, and yet we can't get those kind of results, so we got to get rid of that guy.
Well, yeah, and it's funny. You mentioned the fine print. They have this fairly new commercial. It's been running for a couple of months on cancer treatment, and this guy is saying, my name is, you know, John Doe, my friends thought I was going to die. I had cancer, and I went through chemo, and I went through all of this special treatment, and nothing worked. And then I can't remember if it was Cancer Treatment Centers or who the company was, but, you know, it was one of these hospitals that specialize in cancer treatment. Now, while the guy's talking, on above his head, on the upper portion of the screen, they sort of framed his picture in this graphic. And then above that, the text came up, and it said, "These results not typical. You should not expect these results." And I'm thinking to myself, why even run the commercial?
Yeah, right, Dan. What are you selling then?
What are you promising people?
That's
If you can't expect to be healed,
right.
What is it? Why are you taking their money?
Yeah, exactly. And what are you selling them? If it's not going to heal them, then what the heck is it going to do to them? Why are you selling it then? Just clear chicanery on the part of these controllers these monopoly corporations that are just making billions, peddling their useless synthetics on ignorant mass of people. And that, Don, that is sad. It hurts when you think about it, really, because all the people, that the lives they ruined, because they blindly trusted these people. That's what's so sad. And that's why I always say, hell is full of politicians, lawyers, and doctors, and every day it makes room for more. And that's one of the main reasons why. They're destroying the lives of people while they're ripping them off with their wealth, and they're not even having any regrets, or they're not losing any kind of sleep over it. Now, there's only one place they all end up.
Yeah, it should end up in one of their hospitals, actually.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Well, they followed this cancer commercial up with a Viagra commercial, which is bordering on in just totally insane.
Yes,
they've got
is.
These 5 or 6 guys that have a band, and they're in a cabin, and I guess they're just so happy they're singing Viva Viagra. And one guy's playing a washboard, and another guy's playing a string bass, picking a banjo. One guy's playing drums, and they're just singing about how wonderful life is because they can get a hard-on.
Yeah, Don, everything's great. Even though your country's about to be pulled out from under your feet, they're poisoning you in every manner possible through GM foods or chemtrails and chloramines and fluorides in your drinking water. But keep on living, boys, because with Viagra, even if you're in your 60s or 70s, you can still try to chase a girl around, and life is good.
Yes. Now, I heard a show. I heard a show last night. In fact, it was on Dr. Horowitz's Insight Hour. He had a specialist, and his name escapes me, who was talking about the veterinary treatment for certain diseases in swine. And he said that they were having 100% success with the treatment of these diseases. And then it makes you wonder why won't they try to do that with people? Well, obviously people are a better source of income to them than the pigs are.
Yeah, that. The people are putting the bread and butter, where the pigs are just putting the bacon on the table.
Yes, exactly.
And you got it, Don. I mean, it's a revolving door, and they don't want that to stop. Because they're not in it to help people. They're in it to help themselves, period.
And the key to these improvements in the pigs' health was minerals. They determined that the pigs were getting sick from a mineral deficiency.
Yes, that's right.
So they hit the they discovered the natural approach to healing and put that to work. Why shouldn't that work for the people?
And it does. And it does, and yet you didn't read any reports about that. And that is the bottom line for nutrients for the body, it's minerals. The body needs minerals more than anything else. And then vitamins and enzymes and complex sugars. That's what the body runs on. And so now what's very important is to make sure the mineral source is the right chemistry. All iron is not the same. All calcium is not the same. And so you got to make sure it's the right chemistry. That's why I developed the dragon juice, because the dragon juice all by itself supplies all the nutrients the body's looking for, all of the minerals, the vitamins, the enzymes, even all 22 aminos, even trace elements and bioflavonoids, the phytocompounds, the photosynthesis compounds. It's all in the dragon juice naturally from foods, not from supplements at all. I don't use any supplement at all. And that's why people are stunned when they start drinking the dragon juice, how quick it revives them, their energy, their power come back. The color, the complexion in the skin is restored because these nutrients are so perfect in chemistry. It goes right into the blood without digestion. You just have to drink it on an empty stomach. Then there's no digestion. It gets right into the blood, and immediately the blood qualities being restored, and hence the nice complexion and color coming back into the skin. And so the minerals are the key to it all, and the key is, though, the right chemistry, because all minerals are not the same.
Yeah, I can vouch. You've heard me vouch for the dragon juice in the past. I think I worked 14 or 16 hours straight without even taking a break. And looked up at the clock, and I thought, well, I can probably go another 3 or 4 hours. Looked up at the clock, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I said, wow, this is this is crazy. There was absolutely no stress involved, no fatigue. Anyone who has tried it remarks the same thing.
Yes.
That they just feel like working more.
Yes, that's right. And if you want to sleep, make sure you don't drink it before you go to bed, because you won't really be able to sleep well. Because it wakes your body up right away. As soon as it gets into the system, the body just gets a charge right out of it. And just like you said, Don, it's very smooth, it's very calm, relaxed, because it's not stimulating. It's generating energy, because now the body is getting all the nutrients it's been looking for, and the body itself generates the energy the way it's designed to do, and that's why you just feel great, you feel very productive, and I know I can't live without it.
And mentally sharp, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, if you know, when you're doing research, sometimes you don't have time to write notes. You're just going and following a certain path, looking for the next little tidbit of revelation. And as you're pouring through documents, when you're not finding the documents, it's very easy to become discouraged and build up some sort of a stress, even subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is not there. It's like it's a magic juice for going down the rabbit hole.
Yes, Don. I'm glad that it's coming through for you, and it is. It's just another amazing product. I use it to resurrect the dead. For example, one time I came home when I had my Springer Spaniels, and I was still doing swimming pools. So I came home late in the day, and one of my buddies was laying on the back steps on a concrete slab in the shade. And at first I figured he was just laying down, staying cool. Then as I was talking to him a bit and he wasn't responding, and I realized something's wrong, so I took a close look and I realized this dog is dying. His gums were all white. He was rapidly dying. If I came home 5 minutes later than I did, he would have been dead. So I grabbed the dragon juice immediately in a baby bottle, which is the way I would administer to my dogs if they were sick, and I started squeezing it down into his throat gently. As soon as the dragon juice went in the system, and I mean instantaneously, all of a sudden, his body expelled a bunch of caked-up sludge, and I'm looking at it saying, as it was coming out, I'm saying, what in tarnation is that? Because I feed my dogs, I make their food, they were all vegetarians, very healthy dogs, and I didn't feed them anything like that. And so the dragon juice immediately, as soon as it went in the system, it forced out this caked-up matter that was killing them. And my dog, Apollo, was up and walking around within a minute. And his cheeks were nice and pink again. His gums were nice and pink under the flaps, nice and pink. And he was fine. And even with people, when they're laid up and they can't move, as soon as they drink some dragon juice, next thing you know, within 24 hours, I'm talking about people on their deathbed, within 24 hours, they're up and walking around.
And tap dancing, probably.
It's amazing.
I don't want to get gross, but did you figure out what it was that Apollo had swallowed?
I sure did. My mom, who lives next door to me, I kept a box of dog biscuits, vegetarian dog biscuits, over her house. So when she's around and she has to keep them quiet or something, she can give them some treats. Well, he managed to open up the cabinet door. These Springers were too smart for their own good. And he managed to get into that cabinet and get to that box, and he devoured a whole box of biscuits. And he's a little, you know, he's a Springer. He's not that big. And
yeah,
he had no water, Don, and it was a very hot summer day. So the flour was caking up and drying him out, suffocating him. because he had no water at all. He rapidly dehydrated, and he was suffocating from the swelling up and the caking up of all that flour in his gut. And that was the cause of it all. But the dragon juice immediately revived him, because that's what it does. As soon as it gets into the system, the body pulls it right in, and it sparks it right up. It's thank God for that stuff. I know I just couldn't live without it. It's impossible
now,
for me to live without it.
Did you learn your lesson and leave some dragon juice out for your dogs when you're away? Or?
Yes, I made sure the biscuits were not accessible anymore. And normally there was always some water out and stuff like that, but I had five springers, so maybe through playing or they just lapped it all up. And so, you know, that problem never occurred again. But I did lose two of my buddies to poison locally.
Oh, wow.
Over a time frame right after that. Apollo was one of them. So I did have a broken heart twice, losing Apollo and Samson to some poison from somebody in the area. But and I didn't know they got poisoned, of course, until it was way too late.
Oh, man.
And, yep, the dragon juice is just, it's just a wonder. I have a lady in South Carolina who's a new client just within this past week, a reference again through Gary Null's associate, and lady's crying because, you know, her health is just so shot, and all the money she's spending on supposedly health stuff and not getting any good results, and she's crying because her life's just falling apart, and her husband, and, you know, they're too young for that. And so, as I always tell them all, I said, just do exactly what I'm recommending. Follow my diet recommendations, which primarily is no sugar with protein and starches. And then when you use my products, you're going to see how fast they work. And within a week, I mean, just within 2-3 days, honestly, the lady calls me saying, Mike, I can't tell you how much better I'm already feeling. It's amazing. And so she says, I know now I can't live without the dragon juice and your other herbal formulas, so please send me some more ASAP so I know I always have it in reserve.
Yes.
And so these are the typical results for everybody. And, you know, I just thank the good Lord for this stuff. No question, and it's sent from heaven.
Well, I just ran out of my dragon juice yesterday.
You just ran out yesterday, Don?
I just ran out yesterday.
Well, you know, I apologize, Don, that you didn't get a supply in before you ran out, but hang in there because either tomorrow or the day after, you got another supply coming in.
Oh, great. Okay.
I apologize that it took me a little while to get it out the door.
No, that's okay. We're out of time here, but I wanted to let people know that they can contact you, Michael Anthony, by going to my website, Direct Life Productions. Click on sponsors and just look for Michael Anthony's private stock. Click on that word actually lights up red when you put your mouse over it. Click on that. It'll take you to Michael's products page, and his contact information is at the bottom of the page. And, of course, if you have trouble getting a hold of him that way, then at least drop me an email. And you can do that on my contacts page at directlightproductions.com, and I'll put you in touch with Michael.
Sounds
and I
great,
can't
Don.
I can't stress enough how many people have been helped, even a dog in one case too.
Sure.
We had I wish I had known you back when my friend's dog ate 5 pounds of chocolate on Christmas Eve.
Oh boy. That's bad for a dog.
It was wrapped up. It got into the wrapping paper.
And my God.
Everything.
Yeah.
The whole box, including, and you know, these were like truffles, you know. These were big.
Yep.
And
poor
all
dog.
All of the little cups that they're in,
right?
Everything was gone.
Oh, gosh. That's sad, the poor thing.
And then, to boot, we had a blizzard then, that year. And so the dog had to spend quite a bit of time out in the blizzard.
Oh, really?
Until he was feeling better. But, I mean, you want to talk about an overdose of chocolate.
Yeah.
5 pounds of chocolate.
Oh, man, the dog is lucky he didn't kill him. Because chocolate itself is not good for him. But I think because it was in the wrappers, he was spared the effects from all that caffeine, Don. He could have been worse. Could have died.
Yeah. Yeah, it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate's not good for dogs.
He was a husky, so he probably enjoyed being out in the snow anyway.
He's a husky. He can handle it.
But not under those conditions.
No, not when he's sick. He won't be enjoying it, no.
So, Michael.
Also, Don, you know, real quick, too, because the reference from you, Candace, down in Tennessee, with the infection killer dragon juice, she's
mm-hmm.
already, as within a week, been calling up, too, saying, raving about St. Michael. It's amazing, the results already. So there's another one for you through you. Candace down in Tennessee, very nice lady in Tennessee.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, Michael, we're out of time. I want to thank you, and I know you'll be up again within a couple of weeks. You'll be on some more shows, so if not sooner.
Well, Don, I look forward to it, and I thank you for inviting me back on, Don.
And I appreciate your discernment on what's going on with our country. Of course, if more people took dragon juice, I think they'd get off their rear ends and do something about it.
You got it, Don. That's energy is the key to everything, and they don't want people to have energy, so they remain lethargic. You're hitting it right on the head there.
So I want to thank you, and I look forward to the next time. And, folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm Don Nikoloff, and our special guest tonight was Mr. Michael Anthony. Visit DirectLightProductions.com. Go to the sponsors page. Look for Michael Anthony's Private Stock. And in the meantime, I would like to thank Seth and Don Newsom for all their help. And I wish everyone a peaceful, light-filled, and joyful night, and a good night.
God bless.